Kay and I were up dancing in here.
Is that what we call it now?
Yes, all right. We're moving. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. A. Martinez of Take Two with me. And we're very pleased to have with us Bill Plunkett, the Dodgers reporter for the Orange County Register. And you read him in other SoCal news organization publications. The Dodgers, with their huge win last night behind Walker Buehler's opening game pitching, ended up blowing away the Washington Nationals 6-0. It was a great way to start the best of five series.
Yeah, and I got to admit, a couple of days ago when they made the announcement that Walker Buehler was going to get the start over Clayton Kershaw, I knew that was the right move. I just couldn't believe that they actually did it. And then he showed last night why that was the right move. Buehler looked amazing. He looked like he was built for that moment. And I mean, he is the new ace of this team going forward. It's got to be what you call him now.
He did that 100 game 163, you know, last year. So he clearly can handle the pressure quite well.
Yeah. And he's very, very confident about his abilities out there. And I think now that you've got him slotted as your number one guy going forward, however far the Dodgers advance, maybe this takes the pressure off of Clayton Kershaw. We've talked a lot about his postseason struggles. He's not the same pitcher in the postseason as he is during the regular season. Maybe that takes a little bit of the edge off and he can relax and just be the great future Hall of Famer that he is.
Bill Plunkett, thanks for joining us. What struck you most about last night's game?
Well, if you've been following the Dodgers over the course of the season, last night was just kind of a capsule reminder of who they are. They're very patient hitters. They took a lot of walks last night. They don't chase pitches out of the strike zone. They hit a lot of home runs. They hit a couple last night. And they get very good starting pitching. And they got very good starting pitching last night. So it was just kind of who they are in a nutshell last night.
You know, I was just thinking, if it were not for Alex Verdugo being injured and unavailable for this series, you could have had the potential of one of the games in this series with half of the position players rookies, between Will Smith catching, if Matt Beatty played first base and Gavin Lux at second and Verdugo had been in right. And that's remarkable for a team coming off two World Series appearances to be starting a half rookie lineup.
Yeah, if Verdugo were healthy, Beatty wouldn't have made it. They're kind of
okay.
That's kind of the same spot.
One for one. Okay.
And Dustin May out in the bullpen, and you've got guys.
Yeah, but I just find that remarkable that a team that, you know, has these guys that have been to two World Series are seeing these rookies pushing them.
And that's Andrew Freeman, the boss there. He's built this team to be good for a long time. Now, we can quibble over how he handles maybe how the postseason, this team reacts in the postseason, but this team is built to win for a long time, and it's by having these young players be ready to go and contribute as the other players age out and get older. That's how they've been able to do that. And now that you got Gavin Lux hitting home runs in the postseason,
First at bat in the postseason.
Yeah, this is exactly what this team was built to do, is to stay this way for as long as they can.
So what, Lux has been a major leaguer for 4 weeks or something
Yeah,
like
10
that.
Minutes. 10 minutes. He's been in the big leagues 10 minutes.
Yeah, a cup of coffee and he took over the whole store. He became a barista. Anyway, I'd love to hear your thoughts, your questions about the Dodgers. We go into game two of the best of five divisional series against the Nationals. 866-893-KPECC. Also in the game prior to the Dodgers, we saw the St. Louis Cardinals defeat the favored Atlanta Braves in their series. Your thoughts on that game last night?
Cardinals are as solid as a team can get. I mean, the Braves and Cardinals, I think, are two unsexy teams in that they're not like the Dodgers. They're more maybe a traditional style of baseball that maybe you and I grew up with, although this game today is nowhere near as a whole what you and I grew up with. But one of the things that stood out in that game is the young superstar for the Braves, Ronald Acuna, who thought he had a home run down the right field line. It turned out that it bounced off the wall. He was held to first base. Should have been on second base. If he gets to second base, the rest of the inning maybe doesn't play out the way it did, and the Braves maybe win game one. So that's going to be something interesting to see in that series, is how that kid reacts to this obvious gaffe, because his own teammates were even troubled by what they saw. And if he's able to bounce back, and if the Braves are able to bounce back, they need to get this win today, because otherwise they go on the road down 2-0.
Yeah. Bill, your thoughts about the other divisional series?
Well, I thought it was ironic that all the commercials we've been seeing during these games are we play loud and let the kids play and bat flips all over the place. And then in the actual game, that happens. So it's like baseball isn't quite sure what it wants to be these days. So, you know, the game is played very differently. It's played by a different generation. The younger guys came up expecting different behavior. So that was an odd moment. But the Acuña is a tremendously talented young guy. And
charismatic.
You know, when the Dodgers played in Atlanta this year, his manager had to bench him for a similar thing during one of the games. He just didn't run out of play. And so it's kind of a push-pull going on with that younger generation in baseball. You want the flair and you want the passion, but you also like to see them give full effort. That, you know, that doesn't seem like too much to ask.
But with some players, we had our own version of that with Puig. Sometimes that is a challenge. Bill, do you see this as must win for the Nationals tonight to stay in it?
I don't think they would view it that way. Again, with them, everything comes down to their starting pitching. And I think they feel very confident that they can roll off a couple games in a row with Strasburg and Scherzer pitching the next two. So I wouldn't put it that far to say it's a must win, but it is only a 5-game series and you fall behind 2-0. That's a pretty daunting wall to have to climb. So I think they expect to win. Let's put it that way, because Strasburg has been their best pitcher, and they've got him going tonight.
Well, and if the Dodgers win tonight, then you go into Game 3 in D.C. with Eunjin Ryu, who's been the Dodgers' best pitcher of the season, earlier a Cy Young candidate, in Game 3.
Yeah, I think Dodger fans would feel confident if that were the case. If they don't, let's just say they don't, and it's tied at 1, and the Nationals go back home with Max Scherzer on the mound, and then the Dodgers would have Rich Hill in Game 4 if that were to be the case, if they were to lose that, being down 2-1. I think everyone in Los Angeles would feel very uncomfortable. So just for the sake of everyone in LA, win Game 2 and then
deal with
whatever happens in D.C.
Yeah. You think this series... Bill, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I think everyone in L.A. is just going to be uncomfortable for the entire month of October.
Yeah, that's well said. I think that's true. Bill, do you see this as essentially the series that's going to determine the National League World Series representative, or do you think that one of the other teams would have a chance of beating one of these two teams?
Oh, I think we know who the National League representative is going to be in the World Series. I think the Dodgers established themselves as the class of the National League by a wide margin, and I just don't see anyone in this side of the playoffs puffing up their chests long enough to take a series from the Dodgers. I really don't. I mean, the bullpen problems, you know, everybody has got such angst over all season long. Maybe they, you know, torpedo the Dodgers, but I don't see another team being good enough to beat them in a series. I think it's going to end in the World Series again for the third year in a row.
And we're on the American League side. Even though, you know, the Astros are the favorites with that incredible starting rotation and depth, you know, don't count out the Yankees and Twins. Those are very good teams.
That's an incredible matchup, because in the talk leading up to this game one today, they're all talking about just hitting home runs. They all are saying, and it's true, these two teams each hit 300 home runs apiece. That's they're both records. I can't imagine growing up that one team could hit 300 home runs, yet two of them are squaring off in the playoffs.
Yeah, astounding. Good to have you with us. Thanks so much. You'll be back at 2 o'clock with Take 2.
Absolutely.
Here on 89.3. Bill, we'll look forward to reading your coverage of the Dodgers all the way through the month of October, we hope. Thanks so much. Good to talk with you.
Thank you for having me, good to hear from Georgie over there.
Bill Plunkett, Orange County Register and SoCal News Group reporter on the Dodgers. My thanks to our terrific AirTalk team. Senior producer Fiona Ng leads us. We're produced by Matt D'Angelo-Antonio and Natalie Chudnovsky. This week, Caroline Chaplin and Matt Bynum helped us. Our news apprentices are Sabrina Fang and Julia Murray, and Parker McDaniels and Sean Campbell, our engineers.